This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right, folks, I will tell you this. The left are being abandoned. Bill Maher says the Democrats left him. The left left him is what he said. Those were his exact words. The left left me. He hasn't left them. And what's funny, we use Bill Maher as some litmus test of things. Bill Maher is a despicable human being who's finally waking up to his own lunacy. And the reason why Bill Maher gets away with what he gets away with is because he really doesn't have people who are willing to confront him. The only person I ever saw confront him, and I'm not saying that he is the only one because I don't watch Bill Maher's drivel, but Andrew Breitbart, that's how I even knew who Andrew Breitbart was, when he essentially told Bill Maher, "You're not going to white guilt me." And I was impressed. Ended up, Andrew built my career. He started me out. He's the man. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. And I don't say that lightly. I'm not saying it's a, "Oh, Kevin, you were tied to Andrew Breitbart." Yes, I was. Andrew Breitbart got me on Fox News, on the Glenn Beck Show, and he guided my career early, and he did that for many people. He is so missed. I can't imagine what Breitbart would be doing right now. Gone too soon, as they say. And what's going back to what Bill Maher said, what's funny is how rhinos say that Biden's, quote, win was an anti-Trump vote. Absolute nonsense. There aren't enough Americans in America for that to have happened. Joe Biden, I've talked about this before, but I want to reinforce it. Trump supposedly got 75 million people. You do the math. Joe Biden supposedly got 81 million votes. There are 330 million Americans. Take out 71 million who are 17 years or younger. Do the math. Look at the number of people who could vote that voted. In other words, the percentage of people who vote. And do the math any way you want, and you'll come out with the notion that there's no way Joe Biden got that. Not that you have to have that. And I'm not going to get stuck on it because you've heard me say it plenty of times. But what I do know with 100% certainty, folks, is there are millions of Democrats who abandoned that godless party. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We are in talks with a group that has 5 radio stations, all in the state of Missouri. We would take a 2-hour slot on their network if everything works out, so I'll let you guys know how that goes. And I'm looking for ways to expand this radio show terrestrially. Digitally. This is a terrestrial thing. It's 5 different networks, 5 different locations. So it would pretty much cover the state of Missouri. And that's great. But I'm still more concerned about the digital footprint, because that can go anywhere. That's why we do this, because the people that censor shows wouldn't be able to, "Oh, we're going to take away your money, Kevin." Fine, go. They can't take away the money that you guys help us to generate and pay for this show. And let me tell you what we're trying to get to. This is why social media is so, the lack of it is a detriment. If we had 30,000 downloads a day, the show would make $1,000 a day. That's plenty of money to pay staff. They don't want us to get to that. So it's up to you. I keep telling you guys, we got to get to those numbers. You can help. And if you help, great. If you don't, you got better things to do. I understand. You got lives. Let me tell you what my life started out in January of this year, in the year 2022. Father-in-law dies. My niece loses her baby. My nephew is shot in a road rage incident in Houston, Texas. And that was for starters. But let me tell you what. I get up every day and still do this. Still get out there and say, you know what? Life goes on and this fight goes on. And no matter what traumas are happening in my life, we got to get out there and fight the good fight. So what have we done? We're doing Defend the Police events all over the country, a blue carpet event in Naples, Florida that's going to feature Dean Cain, Kevin Sorbo, Scott Baio, and many others. Tom Homan, director of Border Patrol under Trump, and a host of other people. Bernie Kerik coming in. Possibly Rudy Giuliani. But we're doing these all over the country. We're doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. Why? Because we believe we should be laughing at these clowns. They won't allow them. They won't. You can't laugh at them. They say it's verboten, forbidden, taboo. We're going to laugh at them March 31st in the Phoenix area, Scottsdale, will be our first event. Me, Tim Wilkins, and Brad Stein will be performing, and we will go all around the country, God willing, and the finances get there. We'll make it happen. And by the way, absolutely hysterical show. We did it before, so I already know what you're going to get. So all I'm getting at, folks, is we are going to remain undaunted no matter what gets thrown at us. And until there's either no more air in my lungs or I just decide to hang it up, I'm going to be doing this. So I hope you support us. Most of you do. Biden was called the geriatric despot. And that absolutely had me spitting coffee. The description of Biden as a geriatric despot is almost better than my Captain Demento. Very close second. That doofus recently announced that he's going to cure cancer, a task that had been assigned to him by baby black Jesus when Biden was a fake vice president, because he's never been a vice president. He's always been a clown. And let's not forget, folks, Biden just recently gave us his ShamWow infomercial special when he announced that he's finally going to get around to actually curing cancer. Yeah. And on top of that, he now assures the country that he has wrangled in the Wu flu. Played a clip the other day, Biden said, hey, listen, it's dropped this much in 3 weeks, in 3 weeks, in 3 weeks. Yeah, he's giving us numbers. He's giving us statistics so we can measure now. So, yeah, great. You must feel better, right? I already predicted what was going to happen, folks. I said, Democrats are going to back away from their dire predictions surrounding the virus that kills less than the real flu. So now Biden has declared that the Wu flu is gone away. And hey, speaking of geriatric despots, where's Fauci the fraud? I looked. I said, I want to see all the appearances of Fauci on the media over the past bit of time. You can't find anything. Fauci's not giving us the normal doom and gloom of the next versions of Wu Flu or telling us when the economy or the world can be reopened. Where is he? You're not going to hear much from him because they got to open things up. We got a lot to talk about today. We will open up. I hope you hear when I get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The most divisive people on the planet are leftists. The most divisive presidential administration that I in my lifetime, for sure, is that of Barack Obama. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm not beating up on Obama either. I know people, it's funny, when you criticize Obama, even some white folks will be like, Kevin, you say a lot about Obama. I don't care about Obama. I don't mean it in a non-inhumane way. If his car rolled over and he needed help getting out, I would get him out. You know, in other words, my humanity doesn't stop because the guy's an idiot politically. Not at all. And what's funny is you watch these guys. I think to myself, he's going to mellow. Now that Barack Obama doesn't have to chase a dime, he's not worried about his money, and he is among the elites. He's mellowed. You want to know why he's mellowed? He's not giving away his money. He's not. Everything he talks about, you have too much money. Well, how much do you have? How much is too much? Do you ever see these guys attack Bill Gates? Oh, Bill Gates, he gives away so much money. No, Bill Gates, if Bill Gates was legit, what's he worth? He's the richest guy in America, I think. Maybe the richest guy in the world. Bill Gates, if he's worth, let's just say, $120 billion, why doesn't he in one fell swoop give away $100 billion to various organizations? Why doesn't he give it away to companies? Why doesn't he start microloan centers and say, here, you guys come in, pitch your product. I'm going to make sure these entrepreneurs can do. He's got money to burn for multiple lifetimes, but he holds on to it. And they never criticize him because he gives some away. How much is he giving away? If he gives away 10% of what he earns, he has write-offs for decades. If he's worth $120 million, he gives away $10 billion. He doesn't have to give away anything. It's a perpetual machine at that point. They could change the laws and say, no, Bill, when you give it away, it's just a giveaway. Bill's using, he's milking the system, and he's made the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. How do I know his wife's name? I wouldn't know this woman if she murdered somebody and was in a lineup. But I know who she is. I know her name, because their foundation, the Gates Foundation, could give away $1 million a second and still not run out of money. Then give it all away. Do some good. And don't ask for it back. Do you think the Gates can't live on $20 billion if they're worth $120 billion? Are they going to miss it? Well, Kevin, he'd have to sell his Microsoft. Then sell his Microsoft stock. Sell it all. There are people out there who will buy it. Look at what it's done for Bill. Sell it and give it away. So, you know, they're divisive. They don't do anything they talk about. But here's the point. If Bill Gates were dying in a car wreck, I'd get him out. I'd get him and Melinda out. If I could figure out who she is, I'd drag both of them to safety. Because I don't really care. But I do care about them meddling. I do care about their divisiveness, their idea that they're being so philanthropic and so humanitarian, when in fact they're not. But Barack Obama's at a point, he doesn't have Gates money. See, Gates has what I call crazy rich people money, where he has so much money and can do so many things, there's nothing out of reach. Nothing. If he decided, you know what, I need a donut, send a helicopter. To us, we'd be like, what? Send a helicopter? Seriously? Yeah, we'll land it on the nearest pad, and then could you have a limo pick us up and take us? I mean, anything that he did with his kind of money, you couldn't even. Let's say it cost $1 million to go get that donut. Bill has made more money in the planning stages of calling to get the helicopter, or having somebody else do it, and setting up the limo, to where he's making money while he's doing that kind of stuff. You think Bill Gates, with $100 and something billion, he couldn't make a serious impact in the black community by going in and saying, okay, I'm going to give $100 billion to black entrepreneurs, but you got to come correct. You got to have a business plan. It needs to be vetted. I will help you with these people. We will write the plan. And here's what I'm going to tell you. If your plan is a lame brain idea, you're not getting any money. You got to come correct. It means you have to be a participant in this business. You have to run it right. You got to get your financials done, yada, yada. Whatever it takes is what you must do in order for that to happen. That's what you got to do. So, do you think he's done that? Zuckerberg gave $100 million to programs in the inner city. You know what he did? He just blinged up some Negroes. That's all Zuckerberg did. That money didn't go to anything that's lasting. They're even talking about how it's essentially, you know, like they said in Shawshank, it's up like a fart and disappeared like a fart in the wind. Nothing. But Garth Brooks, he says he's tired of a divided country and Biden's going to bring it together. Now, that's some humor right there. You want some stand-up? When did Garth Brooks go from being a country and western singer to doing stand-up? Really? Joe Biden's going to bring us together. I already told you guys about the mask wars. Well, now he wants 100 days of a mask.
because that'll do it. That's what it takes to break the system. Why does he know? That's the science. And he just promoted a guy to science level to his cabinet position. I now have a guy on my cabinet who's the science. What? Why not Dr. Fauci? No wonder these clowns want a fence around them. By the way, there are lawmakers in D.C. They want a permanent fence around the Capitol. Nothing like keeping the owners away from what they paid for. Yep. Why? Because of these stupid things they do. Joe Biden's got 17 executive orders all geared toward nothing positive. We're going to undo what Trump did. That's what we'll do. We'll take what the most successful president in history's done, moving legislation down the line, and we're just going to undo it all. And yeah, and if you want to be mad about it, wear your mask on the plane, the train, or whatever you decide to take to D.C., and we're going to make sure you can't get through this high-security fence. Oh, let's tear down Donald Trump's wall, but let's make sure this one stays up around the bureaucrats. Yeah. The ruse of the virus. It's got to go away. They don't even know how to do it. They haven't even figured out the get well plan. How do we do it? We got to get the country back because we need to stop losing these 500,000 jobs. We need to show a positive jobs report on Biden's watch. But we don't want to do it too quick because we want to make them understand that if we want you to wear masks, you have to wear them. On federal land. Donald Trump gave back all the federal, a lot of it, not all of it, but a bunch of federal lands back to the states just in time. You can bet these guys are going to want to claim it all back so they can make you wear a mask at Yosemite. Because God forbid you get out into those woods and you give the woo flu to Smokey the Bear. Oh my gosh, we'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News updates every day. The number gets larger and sadder. 22,000 are now confirmed dead, more than 80,000 injured from Monday's earthquakes and all the aftershocks in Turkey and Syria. For a second time, FBI agents are searching the suburban Indianapolis home of former Vice President Mike Pence. Again, it's at Pence's invitation after he found some classified papers a few weeks ago. Florida Senator Rick Scott says President Biden is lying when he said Scott wants to cut Medicare and Social Security. Earlier this week, the president read from a Scott campaign brochure calling for all federal programs to sunset every 5 years. Scott said he had no intention of cutting those entitlement programs. The White House says the president won't sit for an interview before the Super Bowl. Press secretary says Fox, which is doing the game, canceled it. Fox says it could not get a definite commitment from the White House. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You see, please, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
Could you guys catch that? Pardon me, could you catch that? Joe Biden saying that the reason he was able to stay on lockdown is because some black lady stocked the shelves. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Joe Biden, racist, doesn't realize it. He's the epitome of the very racist that Democrats talk about. The white person that needs to realize how stupid they sound. It isn't you. You would never say something like that. Let me put it this way. If somebody, like, was a reason why I was able to, like, I remember the story about a doctor, a surgeon, very famous surgeon, who would bring the janitor over and introduce him as part of his team, and he'd say, this is one of the most consequential members of my team because he keeps my operating room spotless. And, but he wouldn't say, come on, get on over here. This black guy here is the reason why, you know, I'm able to do these operations. You would never colorize that. The color of the janitor, the menial laborer, the person that would be somewhat insignificant, would have nothing to do with what you're talking about. With Biden, he sees people that way. When he got asked about is he going to be get drug tested, he says to the black guy, oh, what, you get tested for cocaine before you come on this stuff? He doesn't realize how abjectly racist he is. And he is. He's demeaning. He's condescending to blacks. And he doesn't even know it. And I call those people the worst kind of racist. Because Biden will pretend he's going to fight for you. But he... at the same time that he feels like you're just a little person. I will fight for the colored guy, the little guy, the guy who's got no hope. Without me, what's he going to be? That's the way he sees it. Donald Trump says, I will fight for blacks because you deserve it. Because I want you to feel as if you are a part of this nation. It's a completely different feel. And as Comey would say, it's about intent. Joe Biden is the worst kind of racist. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I want to just go through some of the things that this guy has said and done because I want it memorialized. I want
For the record, and by the way, our team is going to produce something on this. We haven't figured out. We're producing memes now, but I want to do a video and talk about Joe Biden's racism. Now, you guys have heard me talk about it, and I'm going to get to some of these others, but when I talked about Charlemagne the God, that interview where Joe Biden says you ain't black, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Look, this is essentially what he was saying. I'm not even going to try to convince you that you need to vote for me. You ain't black if you don't vote for me. You vote Democrat. I'm the guy you're supposed to vote for. It doesn't matter what my policies are. You ain't black unless you vote for me. Now, that's the one that stuck with everybody. But the one that I tell everybody that they missed is when Charlemagne the God says, how you doing? How you feeling, Mr. Vice President? I'm feeling fine. How you doing? And Charlemagne the God says, I'm black, blessed, and highly favored. And Joe Biden says, nah, your people are taking a beating. You can't be doing well because I haven't told you you're doing well yet. When I tell you you're doing well, then you... And Charlemagne the God, yeah, you're right, Mr. Vice President. Yeah, but, you know, and he moves on. That was, again, that inherent racism that says, nah, you ain't doing well. How many people do you know? They say, Kev, what's up, man? You go, hey, man, doing good. And he goes, nah, man, you not, dude. You ain't doing good. How many people have you ever done that to? Hey, Susan, how you doing? Well, feeling good, Kev. Nah, you're not. Nah, you're not. Uh-uh. Said nobody ever. I may have, if I know somebody really intimately, you know, like one of my brothers or something like that, and I see him, I'm like, hey, what's up, man? Doing good, kid. And I go, man, you don't seem like you're doing that well. I might say that to them, but I'm not going to say that to somebody I don't even know. But Biden did. Here's the thing that I want in terms of memorializing this. I want people to understand that you can call Trump a racist. You can call people around you, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.com, racist. But I'm going to show you real racism. I'm going to show you the racism of a guy who thinks so little of black people. And I could stop where I'm at right now with Charlemagne the God, and that would be enough. But I want to also talk about how Joe Biden is a lying scumbag on top of being a racist. And his lies about the work that he does in the black community should make people not only take pause, they should be just massively upset at this clown. So I got this in an email, and it says, Biden has exaggerated at best and lied at worst his claim about civil rights activism. He has often said he marched in civil rights demonstrations, but fact checkers remind him that he did not personally participate. Now, I want to stop there. This is a guy who wants you to believe he cares about black folks. And so what he does is he says, I cared so much when I was a youngster. I was marching in civil rights. I was doing all these different things. And we have the clips. I've gone through some of this on this program. Blatant lies. They've come out later and said, no, you didn't. You didn't work with this pastor. And ironically, and I know we talked about this before, Sean King, the wannabe black guy, white man, the Dolezal of the men's side, called Biden out and said, this guy is beefing up his resume on blacks. So and here's what I'm trying to tell some of the people listening that aren't getting it. If you're wondering why the black vote is shifting, it's because of things like this. Having these discussions, arming you with ammunition that you can go out and say, what do you mean Joe Biden is for black people? He lied about his civil rights activism. Why would a guy do that? He blatantly lied about it. Here's another one. In this year, earlier this year, he claimed he was arrested in South Africa in the 70s while trying to see Nelson Mandela. They completely debunked it. It was a lie, not a stretch of the truth. His campaign tried to clarify and say he was just separated from him at the airport. Joe Biden lied. He was not arrested in South Africa for trying to stand up for Nelson Mandela. Now, you know about the stuff where he says Barack Obama was articulate and clean, something I have never heard a person describe another person as clean. Now, and I'm going to clarify that. In the black community, we say it. We say, man, brother was clean. We're talking about he was well-dressed or whatever. If Biden was trying to use a black colloquialism, it didn't go over. Because what he was implying in this crazy statement that he made about our Barack Obama being articulate and clean is that black people are, he said, articulate, bright, and clean. Meaning he speaks and enunciates his words. He's smart, appears to be smart, and he's got good hygiene. Or, if you want to use a vernacular, he dresses well. But would you describe somebody that way? He told a large black audience that in the 2012 presidential race that Mitt Romney was going to put y'all back in chains. Now, you heard him talk about you can't go into a 7-Eleven without having a slight Indian accent. Look, I'll give him those things. I've talked about, you know, holy cow, what's up with the Ethiopian cab drivers in D.C.? You know, is everybody driving a cab from Ethiopia? And of course, the Ethiopian cab drivers, yeah, pretty much all of my friends, we drive cabs. We own the cab, you know, and I joke about it. So I'm not going to get mad at him for saying, you know, you can't go into a 7-Eleven without having a slight Indian accent. Okay, but really, you're going to tell people that they're going to put you all back in chains because black people need to be afraid of going back into slavery? What do you think we are? But here's the one that people are really starting to go after Biden about. And the reason why I'm telling you guys this is not going to end. This is not going to end for Biden. The black vote is shifting. We're about to do this project, and it's going to keep this in the forefront. This is a 1977 quote where Joe Biden said, orderly racial integration policies would cause his children to, quote, grow up in a racial jungle. Grow up in a racial jungle. Here's the full quote. Unless we do something about this, segregation, integration rather, my children are going to grow up in a jungle, the jungle being a racial jungle, with tensions having built so high that it's going to explode at some point. We've got to make some move on this. He was concerned about black kids and white kids growing up in this racial jungle because of integration. And you can't have that because the tensions will get too high. How dare we try to force disintegration of society? And this is a guy that wants to be president. He wants you to believe he cares about black folks. He doesn't even understand what it is to be an American.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to warn you right now, I'm not going to tell you stuff you don't already know, but I'm going to reinforce it, and we're going to all celebrate it together. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Please go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, check it out, get involved, pass it along. I promise you, we won't let you down. Many new listeners come on every day and they send me notes. Kevin, I didn't know who the so-and-so told me about you, this, that, and the other, and I'm glad to hear it. Anyway, Americans that have listened to this show certainly realize why I call Joe Biden Joey Demento.
it's pretty clear. The guy showcases either dementia or his idiocy, his stupidity, every time he steps into public. Every single time, you can count on Joe Biden. And what's funny, the media admits that they're propping him up. They're trying to make him look better. They want him to look younger. They try to make him look smarter. It is all orchestrated. It is reality TV that is not true TV. It's all pomp and circumstance from the ties they choose. By the way, every president goes through this. I'm not saying that you're not trying to put your best foot forward. Joe Biden has two left feet. And so they've got to do everything. I'm talking, this is the most orchestrated dude since FDR. They don't want you to know, like they did with FDR back in the day. They don't want you to know he's in a wheelchair. So they always make it look like he's just seated. Or they stand him up, let him give a speech. But the dude couldn't walk. And you know, people didn't even realize this. Same with Biden. Except the problem here is the people realize the emperor has no clothes, and they're willing to tell him. And this is why Biden's begging for buttermilk. Hey, please don't report negative news about me. Well, it's impossible, Joey. The media can't even oblige you because he's always doing something stupid, whether it's a policy backfire. We're going to talk about that here in this particular segment. I will prove to you definitively that there is no science involved with WuFlu. There are no experts involved with WuFlu. It is a pack of lies. And all you got to do is listen to the very people putting these things out. They will say it to your face. Leftist folks can admit that if Biden were a Republican, they would ridicule him endlessly. He would be the butt of late night talk shows every single night. So they're not doing it. I guess I have to do it for them. Buyer's remorse is what every one of these leftists is experiencing, even if they don't admit it. Some of them don't even realize it. It's like that racism they have as well. That unknown racism, the stupid things they say and do, black people need our help to get an ID, you know, stupid things like that. They don't even realize how stupid they are. But let me tell you, they got buyer's remorse. Even the ones that are happy that they got rid of Trump, they have buyer's remorse. So much so that even CNN recognizes that Joe Biden has crap for brains as they we've got a clip of them discussing his 20-minute interview with ABC's David Murr. And during the segment, Biden attempted to defend his response to the scamdemic. You know, the thing that he was supposed to eradicate once we got rid of Trump. I'll take care of it. I'll do it. You know, big talk from the pathological liar. He was addressing complaints that people in New York were waiting in lines for hours to receive a WuFlu test. And they may have been. But let me tell you what they were waiting for. They were waiting for junk science. Anyway, Biden repeatedly refers to the 500 million at-home test as pills. The old clown confused the test with the new Pfizer drug that the FDA approved on the same day. Pill, shot, nothing. I will not take anything related to WuFlu, and I have my reasons. Anyway, here's the CNN talking about Biden.
Repeatedly throughout this interview with David Muir, which was recorded this afternoon, President Biden seems confused and, was confusing the half billion tests that they've ordered with a half billion pills. Of course, pills were in the news today with the Pfizer approval of the antiviral. So he corrected himself, but that was one thing that struck out to me. But then simply this administration and the president leading the charge here, really not accepting any responsibility at all for this lack of testing. We've seen these images across the country, long lines, just the inability to get tests. And yes, Omicron came on very quickly here, but it has been almost a month since Thanksgiving where they knew this was coming. So he said he wishes he could have acted faster, but then, explains why he didn't. But the question also is, the at-home tests for January, there is no sense from this administration those will be sent out early in January, as the president suggested in this interview.
So CNN clearly recognizes Biden's confusion. Let me ask you this. Do you think 2022 is going to be a good year for Biden? What do you think? Because I don't think it will be. Oh, real quickly, they are running commercials right now. I don't know if you've seen them. They have a black doctor and a black dude. And the dude is the doofus. And the doctor is a black woman.
And she says, I'm giving you all the information. I work, you know, I understand medicine. I'm an MD. I'm an actual MD. And then the other dude's like, yeah, but I've played one in TV. I was an actor, and I know as much as you do. And the objective of the commercial was to say to you, the public, hey, look, they don't know as much as you do. So you need to make sure that you listen to us. Don't listen to them. Don't follow common sense. Don't go looking for things where athletes are dropping like flies. Don't go looking for alternative medicines that you know work, but we tell you that they don't. Don't go looking at the real statistics of how many people have died when they got the poke, or why people can hang metal off their arm where they got the shots, and a host of other things. Don't look for any of that. We're going to deliver you the truth. If you haven't seen these commercials, I promise you, you're either not watching TV or you're not paying attention, because they're everywhere. The government needs to convince you that they're right and you're wrong, and they're willing to use your tax dollars to do it, which tells me this: it isn't working. That's the problem. Anyway, earlier, prior to that comment that the guy made about Biden, the administration, a reporter asked Biden if they had failed to see Omicron coming, and Biden laughed and said, how did we get it wrong? Nobody saw it coming. Nobody in the world. Who saw it coming? Everybody sees it coming. Let me make a suggestion to you folks. There will be another variant. So can I say right now, I'm already ahead of the curve. I'm an expert. There will be another variant. It'll probably be less virulent than any of the previous ones, because this is what happens. It morphs. We get better. God perfectly designed our bodies to handle this stuff. Interesting that Biden's healthcare mouthpiece, Fauci the fraud, continually wants to warn us about variants, but they didn't see this one coming. I want to play one more clip, and this is MSNBC talking about the CDC. And I want you to note the number of contradictions in what this guy says, and we'll wrap up at the end.
Is this the right move right now when it comes to sort of loosening these quarantine guidelines for those who are asymptomatic?
Well, I think a lot of it was based on some new information about the transmissibility of the virus in terms of when you're most infectious, either before symptoms and the couple of days after symptoms. The one caveat I would just say, though, a lot of that is based on data with previous lineages. I don't know how well we really know that for the Omicron variant. So that's the only question mark in terms of the science. I think a lot of it is based on the fact that we have to try to find a way to keep the country running at some level. And so I think this was a balance between the science and the practicality of protecting our healthcare workers and keeping the country open. I think last week we heard about the requirement for going down to 7 days with additional testing. I supported that because if we lose too much or more of our healthcare workforce, we're not going to be able to take care of the people in the ICUs and in the hospital beds. And that's the weak link in this whole epidemic. Now the additional aspects of keeping people in the workforce, the essential workers. So, you know, there may be some quibbles here and there for specific issues, but overall I recognize that the CDC is in a tough spot, and they have to face the reality that we've been messing up testing the last 2 years, and it's really difficult to get a test. And so I think they were driven to do this in part by the realities of our situation right now.
You want to know the reality of their situation? They didn't anticipate your backlash. They didn't anticipate that people would say, screw you. We're not working. We came off the Trump era. We got a little money in the bank. I'll go work. I'll start my own thing. I'll you know, shack up with my former in-laws or whatever. I don't know what you're getting, but whatever you're going to do, you're not going to capitulate. You're not going to give in. And I love how they say, now there's a balance between science and keeping the country open. The balance of what? What do they call them? Essential jobs versus non-essential jobs? Look, folks, 2022 ain't getting any better for the left.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.